Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back, 1710. It's Rob Jollis' 17th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Hey, Rob, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Oh,
You know, we get the ladies right out of high school, but I think I got you out of the home. I think when I...
Yeah, no, I was already a little grizzled by the time you met me. But
you were way grizzled, as was I. But anyway, thank you for 17 great years.
It's a pleasure. I've always enjoyed talking to you and your audience.
Welcome back, folks. Rob and I have we're through with our moment now. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the host, as you know, and I'm glad you're here. Rob is one of the top salesmanship experts on the planet, and we couldn't do without him. He's written so many books on the topic, and including one that's a little bit of a derivative, a little bit of a variation of selling, and it's all about. Running how to run seminars and workshops. Fourth edition out just now, and we're helping you understand the mechanics and the applications of training in various scenarios. Like if you're doing a seminar, if you're doing a proposal, if you're training people inside your operation. You know, you never know. Your company could get acquired, and the next thing you know, the new people say, all right, Joe, you've been running this sales organization. How about coming to headquarters and teach us what you've been doing?
Yep. And you know, remember, it's not the material. It's not the subject matter expert part of you that typically fails in a situation like that. It's your ability to surround that information, meaning right. How you going to open it up? How you going to close it up? How you going to create interest? How you going to sustain interest?
Mm-hmm.
And that they don't teach in most of the books. Jim, I don't know about you, but I remember in 11th grade learning, tell them what you're going to tell them,
yep.
And then tell them what you told them.
That's
which
right.
A lot of people still cling to, and it's a real nice 11th grade model. but when your job depends on it, you better go a lot deeper than that.
You gotta step
and that's
up
what
your
I try and do.
You know, one of the things I use, the term I use around here sometimes, is come across. And, mm-hmm. and when I was thinking about you being on the show today, I wrote this down, content plus come across. And mm-hmm. I tease my new guests whenever I have new guests on the show. I tell the audience, I say, well, we know they've got the content because we've already vetted that part, but if they haven't been on yet, what we don't know yet is if they've got the come across. Can they come across
there
with the goods?
Go. Yeah. There you go. That's a really good analogy. And unfortunately, that matters a great deal for when we sell or when we present in front of people. And that's a tough thing to teach. But in the book, you know, I do teach over 30 ways to keep people interested. I do try and I throw them 35 tricks of the trade, things that we, the professionals, do. Professional speakers will do that when we do it and we do it right, you don't know we're doing it, but it's really helping us. And then, oh yeah, we've got the material too. But a lot of times when, particularly, let's not call it a training event. Let's say you're going in there and you're just meeting with that team and you're trying to persuade them that you're the right vendor or you're the right manager for them. Then you could see that maybe the information will be a little overrated in that scenario. And your ability to make people believe what it is that you're talking about
mm-hmm.
is much more important. It comes front and center. And, you know, we got to process that. We got to teach the skills that are necessary for that. And that's what I do. I spent spent almost 30 years of my life doing that.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, you've got to, when you're trying to help get something into someone else's head, you're trying to influence them, which is what salespeople do, which is what trainers do. They're both components, right? The content is there. You got to have that. If the content's not good, you know, why are we here at all? And then,
yep.
and so let me ask you this question about the come across.
Mm-hmm.
Have you found that content is content, right? I mean, content is yep. is time. It should be obviously time and generation appropriate. But you know, you and I are the same person that was teaching people at Xerox, you know, decades ago. We're the same person. What have we had to do in our come across? What have we had to change in with a come across for say new generations? You talked about technology already, but that's a, you know, that's another topic altogether. How has come across changed?
Excellent. Well, one thing, believe it or not, I believe come across has changed that we are we're so data driven these days that we are more apt to make the biggest mistake in training than in the past, and that is too much information. We still believe, a lot of people still believe, that the more information I can cram into the conversation we're having right now, Jim, or the meeting I'm going to have later on today, the more information I can push into that meeting or conversation, well, the better I am. And the fact is, it's the complete opposite. People remember the experience more than they remember the information. And it, trust me, it's not that I'm downplaying information. I'm just saying, unless we're talking to hardcore trainers on this phone right now, who are typically bound by compliance material, they've got to show the exact same slide.
Security's come across is
that opening, that utility. What's in it for that audience? What do you expect out of them? Who are you? Why are you skilled enough to deliver this? What do you expect when this audience, when this presentation is done? Jim, where's that written in compliance? I can help you. It isn't. We have to do that.
I believe that. Hey, I need your website, Rob.
www.jolles.com.
Jolles.com. You can find all of his books there and all the things he does. He's also become a pretty darn good auctioneer, folks. If you need an auctioneer for for your next cattle sale. 10-10. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.